Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, January 15th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new report that carries some interesting details about the upcoming MacBook Pro. Kuo describes this as the first major redesign of the laptop in 5 years, and that it will represent a significant upgrade even over the latest 2019 16-inch MacBook Pro. The new MacBook Pro will feature 14-inch and 16-inch displays with Apple Silicon inside instead of Intel. More notably, Kuo says that the touch bar is going to be discontinued in favor of physical function keys, the MagSafe magnetic charging connector will return, and Apple has more plans to add additional ports in addition to the USB-C. The new design is said to feature squared-off sides on both the top and the bottom halves of the machine, similar to the flat design of the iPad Pro and adopted in the iPhone 12. The touch bar is apparently entirely removed, with Apple instead reverting to simply offering a physical row of function keys. This is interesting in light of the fact that the low-end 13-inch M1 MacBook Pro was released last fall and did come with a touch bar. In 2016, when the first MacBook Pro with this design was announced, Apple praised the touch bar as the future of Mac input, but the feature never really caught on or lived up to its potential, and in fact, it's one of the things most people hate most about the MacBook Pro. So 5 years after its introduction, it seems that Apple is listening to that feedback, and the touch bar will be phased out starting this year. Kuo does not specify exactly what ports will be added to the MacBook Pro this year. The high-end 13-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros currently feature 4 Thunderbolt 3 USB-C ports, 2 on each side. For context, the pre-2016 MacBook Pro offered an SD card slot, HDMI, and USB-A. USB-C ports are technically superior and can carry data at much higher bandwidth, but the fact that the current MacBook Pro features USB-C exclusively typically means that users have to buy and carry dongles. Things like the SD card slot are much more elegant being built in. But again, Kuo does not get into specifics about what ports will be returning this year. This year, Kuo says that MagSafe is returning. The report specifically says that this is a return of the magnetic MagSafe version like the old MacBooks had. This is not some wireless inductive charging system like the iPhone 12's version of MagSafe. So in summary, it sounds like Apple will be satisfying the demands of customers who miss or maybe still use the 2015 MacBook Pro. This includes the return of more I/O ports, physical function keys, and the return of MagSafe for charging. The new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro is expected to debut in the third quarter of 2021. In other news, Netflix is reportedly testing support for iOS 14's new spatial audio feature. According to a report from iPhoneSoft, which cites an anonymous Netflix developer, the company has been testing spatial audio support on iPhone and iPad since December. There's actually not much work that would be required on Netflix's end to support spatial audio. The service already offers a variety of surround sound content, which is what spatial audio converts into virtual surround sound for AirPods users. Many streaming services, including Apple TV+, Hulu, and Disney+, already support spatial audio. The iPhoneSoft report does not include any specific information on when Netflix will roll out the feature, instead only vaguely suggesting a spring release with a limited catalog. Apple describes spatial audio as an immersive experience using directional audio filters to play sounds virtually anywhere in space, creating an experience similar to traditional surround sound, but with your AirPods. Spatial audio is supported only on the AirPods Pro and the AirPods Max. One important thing to keep in mind is that only Netflix's highest-end premium tier supports Dolby Atmos surround sound, so it's possible that Netflix also limits spatial audio to the premium subscribers as well, but we don't yet know the details. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best Apple-friendly deals over at 9to5 Toys include $100 off Apple's latest M1-powered 13-inch MacBook Pro, bringing the 512GB model down to $1,399. You can also save big on various iPhone and Apple Watch models today over at Woot in refurbished condition starting at just $100. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com and linked in the show notes below. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app, in Overcast, or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, leaving us a rating and a review helps more people find the show and helps us keep making it 5 days per week. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.